Chapter 2. Mind is the link between the sense world and the soul realm. Mind operates through thought, which is a subtle, vital, living force, capable of acquiring infinite power. So thought is a subtle wave or vibration emanating from the mind. In other words, vibrations outflowing from the mind are called thoughts. Vibrations outflowing from the mind are called thoughts. There are infinite types of vibrations of love, hatred, envy, jealousy, anger, sensuality, etc. in the cosmos. Depending on the principle of like attracts like, we attract certain types of vibrations from the cosmos according to our instinct of previous and present life. Consequently, these vibrations are potentized by frequent repetition. In this way, we in turn generate and transmit these vibrations in the cosmos. Everything there is in the universe, in the material form or the seen form, had its origin first in thought or the unseen form. What we speak is a mere expression of thought. For example, poetry or a great writing or a fine piece of art or a science and engineering marvel. These are all results of thought. Thought is in fact the primal force of the genesis at the back of all creation. The present universe is the cumulative result of our collective thoughts and feelings. The universe in reality is the projection of our mind, which in itself is the storehouse or computer of our acquired impressions, which are expressing themselves in impulses and thoughts. Every thought has a mental image, hue, form, dimension, etc. It is the genesis or origin of past thoughts and actions. It's the vehicle of the present life, and it's the seed of future propensity or our future natural inclination, affecting life individually and collectively, and transforming the physical and mental world continuously and imperceptibly, which means very subtly and gradually. Thoughts travel far and wide in all directions at a lightning speed, carrying subtle notes which are registered in the cosmic records, Powerful thought vibrations travel at a tremendous velocity or speed and are received through mental antennas of those who are receptive to such vibrations on the same frequency. Thoughts, when focused and directed, become dynamic forces and produce deep impressions. You can well imagine the intensity of sun rays when they are concentrated through a magnifying glass, such as a double convex lens, onto a piece of paper. Everyone is living in one's own world of thoughts, continuously absorbing or repelling the vibrations of other thoughts recorded in the ether, according to the particular wavelength and frequency. Every thought is a link in the endless chain of cause and effect to produce, for example, desire produces stimulating drive, thought produces manifesting in action, and activity produces weaving of the web of character, fate, and destiny. Pure thoughts are divine forces which pervade human existence right from the birth. They radiate joy, hope, solace, and peace to the entire humanity. Persistent or constant thoughts of egoistic desire, selfishness, and of covetous breed or greedy breed develop and nourish anger, hatred, jealousy, revenge, and the like. These give rise to malicious tendencies leading to heinous or hateful actions. On the other hand, noble thoughts of love, compassion, kindness, etc. produce noble men and saints. Power of thoughts lies latent in us and can be developed to make or mar or spoil our own life and destiny. We are continuously attracting to ourselves forces and conditions most akin to those of our own thoughts. Our particular thought within connects us with a similar thought from without. It is therefore important for us to recognize as to how do we live in our thought world. So it is important for us to recognize how we live in our thought world. Our thoughts instantly reflect on our face and features. They chasten or reflect, chisel, and fashion our countenance or appearance, which is an index of our inner character. The facial expressions expose the true state and substance of our mind, howsoever we may try to hide it. Our face and eyes are sensitive registering apparatus, faithful reflectors, clear mirrors, and true expressions of our inner feelings. Every thought produces a strong vibration in every cell of our body and leaves a deep impression on our subconscious mind. Every thought produces a strong vibration in every cell of our body and leaves a deep impression on our subconscious mind. Impressions from the depth of the subconscious mind come up in the form of thought vibrations or mental images and direct our actions accordingly. Therefore, we are the makers of our own habits, circumstances, character, and fate. These thought vibrations are transmuted to every fiber and nerve of our physical body and cause electrical, chemical, and biological changes affecting our physical and mental condition. Every good and sublime thought conjures a noble spirit and initiates good action, contributing to our health and happiness. This also has an invigorating effect in improving our physical and mental condition, even during moments of depression and exhaustion. On the contrary, every depressing and negative thought has an adverse effect on every cell of our body, causing physical and mental exhaustion. Most of the present-day diseases, such as hypertension, joint pains, stomach ulcers, insomnia, spondylosis, chronic indigestion, heart ailments, and many other diseases, have their origin in psyche, that is, habitual negative thinking, which cause substantial abnormality in different body tissues. It therefore accrues or follows that mere mode of thinking can create heaven or hell for life. In other words, it implies that thoughts having tremendous force can execute desires and passions, fashion our countenance, develop our character, work out circumstances, influence and transform our behavior, shape our destiny, and contribute towards shaping the universe. The force of thought thus works systematically, subtly, imperceptibly or gradually, consistently, and dynamically. We have a free will to choose between virtue and vice, friends and foes, good and bad, happiness and sorrow, health and disease, and heaven and hell. All these conditions are the outcome of our own thoughts and deeds and are subject to our discretion. All these conditions are the outcome of our own thoughts and deeds and are subject to our discretion. We have the free choice of thought, feelings, and actions. So it is up to us alone to discriminate, decide, and work for a better and sublimer life. Our thoughts make us what we are here and hereafter. Happiness or misery is therefore the result of our own thoughts and actions. Happiness or misery is therefore the result of our own thoughts and actions. Poverty, misery, or misfortune may, in fact, prove a blessing in disguise, as through higher and constructive thoughts, one may develop humility, endurance, faith, etc. Conversely, affluence and luxury may breed inertia, passion, arrogance, faithlessness, and resultant vices. The present state of our lives has been shaped by our own thoughts, and if we desire to change it for the better, we have to discriminate wisely and choose the higher and sublimer course of thoughts. So the present state of our lives has been shaped by our own thoughts, and if we desire to change it for the better, we have to discriminate wisely and choose the higher and sublimer course of thoughts. In the world of today, most people believe in Epicurean philosophy, that is, eat, drink, and be merry. This is a devilish idea and leads to sorrow and miseries. We should eat to live and not live to eat.